for those who mispronounce my name. After my kaka, my father's father, who died before I was born, I was gifted this Luvali name, the self-same born by my kaka, brother to my father's mother, who hugged me at Kaunda Airport because his sister, my kaka, died before I had a chance to see her again. It is not only my body I have carried this long while to the side eye and scrutiny of border control, but the name your tongue stumbles on, an heirloom, a shibboleth. This is the word for a boy child in Darlington, whose mother heard my mother speak this name and wished one day her son would feel its weight when she called him or conjured him in conversation, the way my mother did, to think I thought myself unloved. What you might think a simple case of tomato, tomato, is life and breath to somebody like me, who could search all your histories and never find his epithet glowing among your annals and tracts, who does not exist according to your version of events. Did no one tell you naming is a magical act? Words giving shape to life, life revivified by utterance, so long as proper care is taken to pronounce the words correctly, thereby completing the spell.